Braves and Marlins Saturday night. Hall of Famer John Smoltz on hand, part of the alumni weekend. And Mr. Smoltz watched Mike Foltynewicz do things he used to do.
And the pitch, fastball, foul tip into the mid of Suzuki. To the wine and brings the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three. Foltynewicz, who comes to the plate. Fastball, strike call, outside corner. Here it comes, and there it goes. A high fastball that is crushed. The third home run in the series for Stanton, and the Marlins take a 1-0 lead. Straley delivers. There goes the runner, and it's lined to center field. On the move is Yelich, and it's over his head. Gonna go to the wall. Freeman in high gear, rounds third, headed to the plate. There'll be no relay.
And the first for Phillips. Is lined into left field, a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Ozzie around third. He's gonna score without a throw. High fly ball hammered left center field. That ball's well hit. That ball is gone!
The Braves take it 7-2. Mike Foltynewicz, a career-high 11 Ks. He has a 1.96 ERA in three starts versus Miami this season. Giancarlo Stanton, one home run shy of his career-high of 37, behind a career-high 11 Ks from starter Mike Foltynewicz and a three-run homer by Freddie Freeman to break the game open. The Braves cruise to a 7-2 win against the Marlins Saturday night. Here is Atlanta skipper Brian Snitker.
He was really good tonight. I mean, everything was hitting. Brad thought the breaking ball was really good. Fastball, he's locating it good. He's had some really good ones. That no-hitter game was really, really good. This is right there with it. There's a lot that's really good to watch in him, how he's matured and having the confidence in himself and just even pitch to pitch and how he's regrouping and just staying after it and on the attack. And he bounced back after the last one wasn't his best. It's going to happen. That was really good to see tonight. I mean, it's really cool. The last two nights have been awesome. I mean, the place has been packed. There's been, a lot of energy, and fans are really into it. And the guys, they feed off that. I mean, that energizes them, too. I mean, this is, a really neat play. When it gets like that, this place is fun. It was just good. It was a good ball game to win all the way around.
Mike Foltynewicz made only one mistake in his start Saturday night, and Giancarlo Stanton promptly deposited that mistake in the seats. Otherwise, Foltynewicz was nearly untouchable with a career-high 11 Ks as he got the win in Atlanta's 7-2 triumph against Miami. Foltynewicz spoke to the media following the game.
Everything felt good today. I mean, even like the first three pitches in the bullpen, I knew I was going to be on my game. And everything felt good. I mean, the slider was working, fastball, command. Was really working today. I had good life on it, and this one bad pitch really, all night. But kept the team in it, and I knew that they break out at the end, which it seemed like they always do. And it was overall great team win, and very excited for it.
Snit said he didn't even know how Stanton hits that ball. I mean, it's up in his neck. It's 97. I mean, is that not even a terrible pitch?
Yeah, I mean, I think on the plate appearance before, I got him, up there a little bit, so I might have been, thinking. I mean, it was totally. Totally missed my spot. We were trying to go outside corner, and he just must have been waiting for it or something, because it was pretty high up there at his neck, and just on the pitches, you got to tip your cap for it, and get back at him, it was two outs and all that stuff, so I was just trying to limit the damage and not have anything else crazy happen that inning, and we damaged control next inning, and I just got one guy out, and both ended awesome. So
we've talked all year about how you haven't allowed things to linger. How proud are you of how you've bounced back from every rough start this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big key. You don't really want to, keep going downhill after a bad start. Just make it a goal of mine after, every rough outing to come back out and, better than ever the next time. And, take pride on that coming out and just being consistent. It's very cool to see that and, all your hard work pay off when you come out and, do well after a, somewhat bad outing. So it's awesome, just taking strides and strides each day, and you only can get better. So it's it's very cool to see that happening. We'll just keep trying to grind through those situations.
After the home run by Stanton, you came back with strikeout. What did you kind of change there to get back focused?
I looked at it, see how far I went, and then one run, solo shot. It could have been worse, and just kind of put that behind me because that's what you had to do in those situations and forget about it, and then just get a Yelich, Fuzuna, whoever's next after that, and go from there. But I knew I had to put that behind me because got great hitters coming up, and just limit the damage.
You feel the energy in the park?
Yeah,
guess.
I think when Freddie hit the home run, it might have been the loudest that was there all year. So, you know, great energy in the park. You know, great little battle between us and the Marlins, and the energy was great. I think the team feeds off that, and you know, it's great to see the support.
How encouraged are you by how consistent you've been able to command both breaking pitches?
Yeah, I mean, that was the, you know, a struggle when I got drafted. You know, they got rid of my slider there for a couple of years and brought it back, and to get the feel of it at the major league level is a little tough, you know, especially with these balls and, you know, the way they spin. And you know, it's a lot of hard work to get them both, you know, be able to throw them for strikes, you know, 3-2 pitches and all that fun stuff. So that's it's very cool to see all that hard work pay off too, and just keep battling and get better with them and more confident. I got, you know, pretty good confidence in all four of my pitches now, and you know, it just can go up from there.
One swing of the bat from Freddie Freeman turned a 4-1 lead into a 7-1 lead, setting the tone for Atlanta's 7-2 win against the Marlins Saturday night. Here is Freeman speaking to the media following the victory.
You know, Brandon got the big hit in that situation. You know, we had an opportunity to tack on some extra insurance runs, and I was able to get a good pitch and get it over.
Well, I know you like to talk about other people, so let's talk about Folty. Where he's growing up, what do you see as the big change in him?
He just attacked tonight. He was just going after him. Seems like he was throwing darts tonight. Every single pitch he threw with command and conviction, and he was pumping strikes tonight, and, you know, he got a career high in strikeouts for that reason.
You feel the energy going on right here? We had the iPhone chop night going on. Talk to me about that.
That's pretty cool. And then they dimmed the lights. So, you know, that was a new one. And, you know, it was nice for the fans to get into it. And, you know, that fired us up a little bit right there.
Last question, other than me, Alumni Weekend, who were you excited to see?
You know, it's always good to see the big three. You know, John, you know, I don't know if Tom and them got it back, but seeing John Smoltz through the chop tonight, getting it started, it's big to see the Hall of Famers come back.
The Braves send Lucas Sims to the mound on Sunday. He'll be opposed by Jose Urania.